Okay. So I'm in two film classes.
Right.
And this weekend was one of my first like take home film homework assignments I did. And it was really simple. It was like, okay, you have to basically you have to do what they call a poetry film, a silent film where it's just like images and whatever, and it has to convey something. And so I decided to do it in my neighborhood, specifically in my block.
Tenderloin.
Yes, which has lots of
Poetry.
interesting people and whatnot on it. And also I decided they have two options of equipment you can use from their lab, and one is the digital cameras and one are the old Super 8 film cameras. And I was like, you know what, I think it would be fun to do the Super 8. Let's, you know, give it a shot and whatever. It's fun, definitely, once you have the Super 8 film camera running, but it's just like the cost for you have to buy film, which is like close to, I don't know, it's somewhere between $15 and $20 for a roll, depending on where you get it. Then it's, that's only 3 minutes of film.
3 minutes.
Yeah. Then you have to send it to a developer because there are no developers left in the city. You have to mail it to either Washington State, Seattle, or Los Angeles, and like with FedEx, and you have a homework assignment due, and so you have to. It's not like you can't send it in the mail because they X-ray packages, and that hurts film. And so you have to send it either UPS or FedEx or DHL or whatever, and that's, you know, like whatever, 10 to some dollars
There and
right there.
back,
Yeah,
right?
there and back, and you have to pay for the processing, which is another like $20. So I mean, for this homework assignment, I've basically equaled the cost of the course. You know, which was like, oh,
And you could have done it in digital.
I could have done it in digital for free, but
At what point did you not, like, did you ever consider the sunken cost and say, like, maybe I should just go digital?
well, I think with the subsequent homework assignments, I'll do that. But I wanted to have the experience. I was like,
Okay,
okay, it's
okay.
worth it. But one of the main reasons for not doing that in the following assignments will be the fact that it's like $50 an
Yeah.
assignment, and
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
wow, that's a lot. But anyway, so I got my little film, I got my little borrowed camera, and I'm out there with you know, a little tripod and light meter and stuff, and playing with this, and you know, getting the little thing, it goes like whoa, 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 when you run it, you
Oh,
know, it's
yeah.
kind of, it's got a neat sound, you know, a little sort of
Yeah, that's
thing.
the sound. There you
Yeah,
go.
it was, yeah, that first sound was like a weak helicopter or something like that. It's like, we're dying, whoa, 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 whoa. But anyway, so I'm doing that, and I'm like literally like right on my corner outside my block, and before I get hassled by the first kind of crazy,
Actor.
yeah, my first actor. Like, what are you doing? I'm filming it. And of course, it's some guy who's decided like to mouth off and about you know, the people who own the convenience store on the corner, which of course is, you know, some racist language getting thrown out there. And he's like, you're filming, I'll show you something, you know, like, and he's like, I'm like, I just want to get a picture of like the wall, you
Right,
know, like
right.
I don't want pictures of anything. And then, and you know, and he's got his sort of sidekick who's this kind of cracked out girl of, I don't know, I would put her at 40 or something, so she's a bit over girl age, but you know. And so she's like, you gotta watch out here. And I'm like, well, I live here. And she's like, whoa, you live here? And I was like, do you not live here? Because I can't really tell. Oh, you know, like
We're using sarcasm on her?
well, no, I didn't actually say that,
Oh,
but I
okay.
was thinking, like, I was like, it seems like you live here, but I don't know. Maybe you like come in on the bus in the morning. It's like your job to come in
Wow.
here
Wow.
and like
That's
be crazy on my block. I don't
Oh,
know. Maybe that's
that's something I would say.
well, you know, you maybe it's wearing off. But anyway, so you know, they're there. I'm just sort of like, hey, you know, I'm just doing a student project here. This isn't anything to be, you know, excited about or anything like that. And they sort of are keep stay yelling and just sort of wander down the road. And so, you know, I'm doing my thing around you know, different spots. And who comes back about, you know, 20 minutes later, but the sidekick lady.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, I'm not saying there's anything illegal going on, but you got to watch out. Where are you filming? And I'm like, you know what? I know that I'm not going to be filming any, like, drug deals going
on.
Like, look at where the camera's pointing. It's pointing at, you know, the pigeons.
Right,
you know?
This is
clearly an attempt at a mediocre student film, not an attempt at busting anybody or anything like that. But she's like, I'm going to go get my bike and run over your camera. I'm like, oh, she said accidentally. She's like, I might go accidentally run over your camera. And I was like, I might accidentally. And like, she was, you know, it was one of those things which kind of pissed me off. It was sort of like, I haven't done anything to provoke you, and clearly I could physically destroy you.
Whoa.
Because I am way, way bigger than you. And
coherent.
And coherent, yeah. But I mean, that's where, you know, you get forgiveness points in that your brain doesn't work necessarily. The way a normal
or you don't use your brain in the minute.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, but at the same time, she was quick enough to like come up with sort of snappy jabs, you
right,
know, here
right.
and there. So it's like, ah. But that's where she kind of pissed me off, and I was, and so I, you know, I gave her a little retort of some sort, and then she was like, what? Mm-hmm. Ah! And the screaming, you know, sort of thing. It was like, okay, just walk along, you know, but. So that kind of colored the first half of my filming, but then the second half, I got actually into this place called the Tenderloin National Forest.
Oh yeah, actually,
which,
yeah.
Have you seen that?
I know somebody who like yes
volunteers there or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I had seen this place quite often, but it always has this big gate that's closed. And so I was taking some pictures through the gate just because I was like, well, here's a little like alleyway they've converted into a garden. It's really pretty. And you know, most of my pictures up to then, they'd sort of been like, here's garbage and here's the sewer grate and here's, you know, like the peeling sign and the graffiti and
like
here's
art house stuff.
Yeah, real, you know, really going for that. What everybody else has filmed.
Was there gonna be like a sad clown and like a French like accordion?
I've got drawn clowns.
Okay. Cool.
There's a school, right, and they've got like a sort of mural clowns sort of thing. I got that. Maybe they're not clowns. Maybe they're kids. I don't know. Anyway, it was pretty. Like some of the stuff was kind of cliched. I guess it's all like. The assignment is kind of cliched, you
right.
know. It's like go take a bunch of images, and it's like okay, that's kind of a cliched, you know. It's so what am I going to end up with? I'm going to end up with, you
American
know,
Beauty kind of stuff.
Right, right. Or well, I didn't quite go that far, but I did, you know, like get
the bag.
Here's,
is still
here's
beautiful.
The corner. Yeah, no, it's the bag isn't beautiful. The bag's a piece of garbage. But I did get, you know, that sort of stuff. Like, here's the corner of the building. Here's the street,
yeah.
You know, here's the whatever. And then when I got into the Tenderloin National Forest, it was actually like, oh, this is really pretty, you know, like here's some plants, here's the water dropping off the faucet or something like that, you know, which it got sort of cliched also, but it was really nice. And so, you know, all in all, it was pretty interesting playing with Super 8 film. Got that cool sound, the brrr, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it comes out $50 later.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't gotten it back yet?
No, we'll
cool.
see. Yeah, it'll come back in a few days, I think.
And we can put it up on the website.
Hey,
we could
put a podcast over it.
Ooh,
that'll be interesting.
That'd be interesting, yeah. Have you? Can you? Are you gonna get it back, digital and analog?
I'm gonna get it back, film. Like,
so you have to scan it also.
Well, luckily the CCSF can do that.
Okay. Because that would suck.
Yeah, it'll be.
That's another expense, right?
Right. Well.
Or you can just play it on TV and record it. That'd be awesome.
Well, no, you get it back. It's a projector.
You'd have
thing.
To project it and then record it.
Yeah, I don't even know how you'd do that.
You would record it with the digital camera.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, that was one of the. I had a weekend of many. Things I'm many sort of spectacles. Well, I went to see a lot of stuff.
Okay.
There was the music
right,
on
right.
Friday. I went to see a movie. I went to see Free Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh.
So it was a lot of
Capital.
Lot of seeing. Yeah, it was free. Capital. Excelsior. Anywho, that's my point number one there. Any response to that?
No, it's good. I'm looking forward to seeing this film, actually.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to see what the film looks like. Is it like, if it'll remind me of like the 70s or something like that? Like that
probably.
Kind of, that kind of quality of like graininess.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Especially because I probably didn't know how to use the camera too well. And it's like, oh, it's nice and out of focus. And I was like, oh, look at that.
Oh, you have to manually focus it also. Huh?
Oh, yeah, you got to manually focus. You got to manually adjust the f-stop so the lighting is right.
Oh, my God.
Do all that stuff. It's all by hand.
So your next film is arguing all of
this. You have to actually crank it through there. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to crank it.
The digital should be pretty interesting. Like, I mean, much easier though, right? Like the digital. Does...
Yeah, though. I mean, I guess ideally we're supposed to adjust things like focus and f-stop on our own.
You just use the manual modes.
Yeah, yeah. Which I don't know. Like, I think I could definitely see, you know, if you're going for an effect like, oh, first I want this thing in focus and then that thing in focus. Like, yeah of course, use the manual. But
if you're not
going for that, why not just use the stuff that they give you? But maybe it's not ideal. I don't know. If you're going for something else, use manual.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just like so you can know what the difference is.
Right.
Yeah. To know what's possible. Because, I mean, it might be that you don't even know what it looks like. If you want to portray a certain emotion or a certain, like, you know, excitement, maybe it is better to open the f-stop up and use kind of a softer focus or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You tell me at the end of your little
course.
We'll
see. I don't know. I'm learning. I'm learning things through experience.
What'd you see this weekend?
The